Hello, my brothers and sisters. This is Bishop Ricken, and I'm so grateful for the opportunity to speak to you today via this recorded message. In the Gospel of John, Jesus tells us, "It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain." In our diocese, the Lord is calling many young men and women to a life of service in a religious vocation. When I look back on my life, I see many moments and opportunities where God was calling me. In the middle of my studies in the seminary, I spent a year at Our Lady of the Assumption Trappist Monastery in Missouri. There, I was strengthened by God to continue to answer His call to serve Him as a diocesan priest. Through the prayers of many people, I was able to give a deeper yes to the call. As you may remember, last year, the Diocese of Green Bay was blessed to receive an anonymous gift through the One by One campaign, which covers the cost of our seminarians' tuition, room, and board, and the Kairos formation year for 5 years. Because of this beautiful and very generous gift, we are now focusing more efforts on supporting ministries that support vocations. We will do this through a new campaign called the Raising Vocations Collection. This collection will benefit ministries that encourage young women and men to say yes to God's calling to the priesthood or religious life. This will help us reach our diocesan goal of calling forth and forming 30 men in the seminary by 2025. I am so pleased to share with you that this year we have 18 men in the seminary. These men have been formed by ministries that encourage our young people to explore their calling from God. Through these ministries, people discerning a vocation receive the inspiration to follow God's plan for them. This collection will support ministries such as Catholic Campus Ministry at the University of Wisconsin in Green Bay and in Oshkosh. Campus ministers welcome college students to stay connected to their faith and to the church while they are away from home. Campus ministry for our high school students is also important. Through the Raising Vocations Collection, we hope to enhance campus ministry on our Catholic high school campuses. These are just a few of the ways we will be investing in ministries that support vocations. I would now like to introduce to you Sister Laura Zelton, Catholic Campus Ministry Director at UWGB.
Thank you, Bishop Ricken. As campus minister, I have the great honor to journey with young people who are eager to discover Jesus' call for them. And it's about accompanying young people as they journey through life, especially through their faith life. So on campus, we have a very close-knit Catholic community. And one of the important things is to listen well, to listen to their important questions, to help them discern where God might be calling them, and to help them discover that Jesus is already present in their life and how they can grow closer to Jesus. For those of you who support Raising Vocations, I want to say thank you and to let you know that you continue to be in our thoughts and prayers. May God bless you.
Thank you, Sister Laura, for sharing this inspiring news with us. Campus ministry across the United States has a wonderful record of producing vocations. These young adults attend Mass, go on retreats, participate in events, and take part in service projects to help others in their communities. Helping them hear God's call today forms the leaders of our church for tomorrow. Let me repeat that. Helping them hear God's call today forms the leaders of our church for tomorrow. These are just a few of the critical ministries that will help us reach our goal of 30 men in the seminary. If you have given to the seminary collection in the past, thank you so much for your generosity. Please prayerfully consider making a similar gift to the 2023 Raising Vocations collection. If you've never given before, think about making your first gift of perhaps $25, $50, $100, or even more to the Raising Vocations collection. Whatever you're able to give is greatly appreciated. Please continue to pray for the young people who are considering their vocation. As Jesus tells us, He chooses the men and women called to the priesthood and religious life. It was not you who chose me, it was I who chose you. Our opportunity is here to support young people today. Thank you for your help and your prayers for vocations. May God bless you and your families abundantly In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.